Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to respond to the unfounded allegations of the representative of Israel. The fact that approximately 30,000 Palestinian civilians were killed in Israeli attacks on Gaza since October 7 and almost 70,000 injured deeply wounds the conscience of all humanity. The inhabitants of Gaza, who have been forced to live under a severe blockade for many years, are now being evicted from their homes under indiscriminate and disproportionate bomb attacks and forced to flee their own lands. The attacks on Palestinian civilians by Israeli security forces and terrorist settlers in the West Bank have also reached a dangerous stage. Every crime committed against civilians constitutes a grave violation of international law and international humanitarian law. Most of the members of international community agree on the urgency of ceasefire, humanitarian assistance, and the two-state solution. We're seriously concerned with the reports that Israel's war crimes in Gaza may amount to genocide. We welcome the application before the ICJ concerning the violations by Israel of its obligations under 1948 Genocide Convention. The provisional measures ordered by the ICJ is a testament to Israel's moral and legal obligation to stop killing civilians at once. We urge Israel, the occupying power, to implement these measures immediately and in full. We recall that aiding and abetting the commission of atrocity crimes are also offenses punishable under international law. Palestinian people should be protected against further harm. Continuation of the current situation in Gaza will further undermine the very fundamentals of principles and moral values of international system. Thank you.